This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2178, Basketball in English, part 3, Not Into Sports, How to Keep the Conversation Going.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In this part 3 of our Sports in English series, we answer the question, what happens if someone asks you about sports, but you don't care about sports? If you pivot to the right questions in this moment, it can open up massive connection. Learn what those questions are today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm feeling fantastic, Michelle. How are you? How's it going?
I'm good. Lindsay, do you think that it's fair that sports stars get paid so much money?
Oh, you know, I don't know a ton about sports, to be honest. I'm not super into them. But I guess, I don't know. It's sort of, you know, the free market. And so if the market commands that, then I guess I'm okay with it. You know, I don't know. I mean, it would be great if they would donate some of their money to charity. But I guess if that's what that industry creates and if that's what they demand, then that's what they need to be paid. You know?
Yeah.
So, well,
yeah, no, I think that that's a good point, because a lot of times you'll hear people say, oh, but the, you know, certain jobs should get paid more money. And it is unfortunate that certain jobs don't get paid more money. Absolutely. But what you said about the free market is if they, you know, if they're able to make this much money on them, they should. I don't know. It's a tough question. It's kind of a tough question.
It is what it is. Yeah, it is what it is. It is like, and then maybe people can train to be athletes if they want to do that or do something else. I think, yeah, it's a hard question. It's a good question, though, Michelle. Maybe that'll be our poll question for today. Who knows?
Maybe it will. So today, guys, we are going to be talking about sports again. So we are doing the third and final episode of our series about sports. So the first one was about basketball vocabulary. That was on the March 23rd episode of All Ears English. That was called Basketball in English Part 1, Vocabulary for the Game. And then, Lindsay, we did a second episode, but was it on All Ears English?
It was actually not, Michelle. It was over on Business English Podcast by All Ears English. And that was episode 236 of Business English called Basketball in English Part 2, How to Socialize in the Company Box. Love that episode.
That was fun. So that was real. Yes. And now we are back over on All Ears English.
Yay.
For the final episode of the series. So we are going to get to that in just a second. But guys, on February 14th, we did episode 2148. We did a Spotify key poll. Guys, we've been doing these key polls and they're so much fun. If you listen on Spotify, you can answer questions, and in certain ones, we announce the answers on the show. So Lindsay, what was the key poll for this one?
Yeah, we talked about mingling. That episode was how to mingle with an expert at a party in English. And then we talked about, you know, is your natural tendency to stay in your group or is it to branch out?
talk to as many people as possible, right? And we asked you at a party, do you mingle with others or do you stick to who you know? And we have some very definitive results in this poll, Michelle.
Yes.
Right? What are the results?
So 40% of those who answered the poll said they like to mingle with others at a party, and 60% like to stick to who they know. So
yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting. And I think definitely when the party is in another language, it can be another challenge. In our second language, it can be another level of challenge for sure. Right, Michelle?
Definitely. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So, Lindsay, why is sports such a great way to bond with people? We spoke about this a little bit in the first episode.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot, especially because we just had the Super Bowl back in February. I ended up waiting in line for takeout at a restaurant. Like a takeout restaurant on Super Bowl Sunday for like an hour waiting.
What kind of restaurant? Among,
it was a wing. Everyone wanted wings.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Including people at my house. So I had to go pick them up. And it just, the TV was on and just, there's something about it. You know what I think it is? It's the tribalism. It's the tribal mentality. There's not many things that bring us back to our tribes, which is how we evolved as human beings. And sports is one of them. It's like us versus them. It's a very tribal evolutionary thing. It's in our brainstem, in our most basic brain, part of our brain.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just last night, we needed to get some advice from a friend. We were talking to a friend on the phone, and he was giving us some professional advice. And then I, out of nowhere, he mentioned something about the Knicks missing shots. And I was in the background, not really listening, but I was watching the Knicks game. And then I said, I know. And then we started talking about it. And one of the things is that Dan is not really a sports person. He knows more about football than I do.
Okay.
But we kind of have a joke that sometimes, you know, people will talk to him and start to think that, assume that he's into sports. And then he just has this look on his face.
And then he looks at you. I love that. And then you jump in there and have the conversation.
Only about basketball. I will say that he's becoming quite the Knicks fan now that we're watching it more. And the funny thing is that our friend, when he was talking to us yesterday, he said, oh, Michelle. And Dan said, no, you don't only direct this to Michelle. I am also now a Knicks fan. And he started throwing out the players' names and commenting.
And our friend
said that he was very proud of Dan. So it does. It connects people in so many ways. But it's okay to tell someone you're not into sports. It can be awkward if someone assumes you're into it. But the key today that we want to express, guys, is that you don't want to just completely cut off the conversation. I mean, unless you don't want to talk to that person. But a really good way to just throw the connection out the window would just be to say you don't like it, and then
you don't like it. Yeah. You don't have to lose the connection. That's the point of today's episode, right?
Yes.
You can morph the conversation. You can move the conversation in ways that you kind of direct it and you find that connection initially. You don't have it because the person was looking for it with you around sports. It wasn't there. And so now it's your job to kind of find another place to connect. Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting, Michelle. I'm excited for today's episode.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay. Let's get into it, Michelle. So what can we do then to say that we're not into sports and redirect it to true connection?
Mm-hmm. So first, we're going to go over ways to say that you're not into sports, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Of course, this could be used for other things as well, guys. So if you love sports and you think, oh, I don't need today's episode, well, think of something you don't like and you can use similar expressions. So the first one is, to say you're not much of a sports fan or a sports person. Mm-hmm. So you can say either one. So let's do a little role play.
All right. So, hey, did you catch the game last night?
I'm not much of a sports person.
All right. So you're also speaking your truth here, which is good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Instead of pretending you're something you're not, you don't want to start lying about it or just...
I mean, that can never go well, because then what happens, the person tries to be closer friends with you and then they eventually realize you don't care. They eventually realize you were lying. So don't build a relationship on lies. That's never a good plan, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, this next one is really direct and also a little This is judgmental.
Judgy?
Yeah, exactly.
Judgy-watchy, yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay, yeah, you had that reaction. So this one is to say, I never really got the point of sports. Oh. Now, you don't want to use this this is controversial. This is a controversial one. This one might actually be better for someone else who also doesn't like sports. Right?
Oh, right. Once you realize that the other person also feels the same way. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like, exactly. Right. Okay. So if we both say, I don't know. I never really got the point of something.
Yes, I agree. I wouldn't necessarily say if someone's wearing a jersey and have their face painted with the logo of the team, don't come up to them and don't like answer their question by saying, I never really got the point of sports.
Yeah, you're really gonna break the connection right there. Because that's a little insulting, actually.
It is. It is. It is.
So save 100%. This for when someone else doesn't like it either. So here we go. I haven't watched a basketball game in forever.
Yeah, I never watched sports. Honestly, I never really got the point of sports. So clearly that first person, you in that case, you have maybe, I'm not exactly sure if you don't like basketball, but it sounds like you're not watching the games. Right. So I feel a little bit safer saying I never really got the point of sports, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's good. Then here we go. The next one is I'm not into sports. So this is also pretty direct.
Right.
But again, we're going to be showing you how you can keep the connection going.
Yeah. So I say, hey, want to come to the game on Monday?
Sorry, I'm not into sports.
Yeah. All right. So another one, which feels very modern and slangy, is not my thing. Not my thing.
Not my thing. Hey, Lindsay, did you watch the hockey game?
No, hockey's not my thing. Yeah. And you know what? This could also be useful. You could totally be into sports, but just a different sport, right?
Right.
You use this. Right. I know a lot of people that love, like my niece plays hockey in like the 10-year-old league.
Wow.
And they love hockey, but they're not into baseball, right? So, hey, I'm not really into baseball, but I love hockey, right? That works too. It's not my thing. Baseball's not my thing, but I love hockey. Yeah.
And then the other thing is I think sports are special in the way that you don't have to be into sports to enjoy going to a game. I mean, part of enjoying sports is if you go to a game, enjoying the atmosphere. I mean, Lindsay, when we did our urban adventure, I think you went to a Red Sox game with
me and the students. Yeah.
Yes.
Massimo, all of our longtime fans and listeners. We all went to the Red Sox game together. It was amazing.
Yeah. Part of the fun of sports is the communal aspect of it, going to see a live game. There's just something there that's very special. It doesn't mean you have to know all the stats, all the information to like it.
It's just entertainment. It's another form of entertainment.
It's entertainment.
Be there for the beer and the hot dog. That would be fine, you know?
Why not? Or the tailgate.
The tailgating.
So, right. So, Lindsay, what can you say if you want to just continue the conversation? You don't want it to flop. You don't want to just say, I don't like sports, blah. Right.
Right. Because you're not into it doesn't mean we don't want to show curiosity and learn about the person, because that's how we direct toward connection. Right. So you've said, hey, hockey's not really my thing. So what's your favorite sport? Right. What's your favorite sport? Right. What's your favorite sport? You're going to go a bit more into sports instead of trying to redirect it to some other passion of yours. Talk about their passion. Right.
Just look at it as being curious about something, and maybe you'll learn
about someone.
Exactly. So you could say, what's your favorite sport? Or if they're talking about hockey or something, you could say, oh, is that your favorite sport? So either one, what's your favorite sport? Or is that your favorite sport?
Right.
Or is hockey your favorite sport? Right.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you have to spend the next hour talking about hockey and they're going to explain to you all the details. It just means you're hanging on and looking for a bridge for connection. Okay.
Yes. What's something else you could say?
You could say, I've always been curious to learn more about, basketball, right?
So that opens up the door for someone to say, oh, well, I can teach you. I love talking about this stuff, or something like that. To connect with kids, my nephew is a huge baseball fan. And yeah, I know that if I want to have a good conversation with him, it's a good thing to ask him about. So people, I mean, this goes for anything that people are passionate about, really.
Yeah. For sure. Fill in the blank here, right?
Yes, exactly. I've always been curious to learn more about the filmmaking industry, whatever it is. Ask someone about if they're, again, if someone's a real sports fan, they probably feel some passionate feeling for it. And so dig into it, because you'll get them to talk and you will really get that conversation going. You'll be building that relationship.
And you should be curious in general. We want to be curious. Anything that people are passionate about, they would love for you to say this, right? Yeah. I mean, I've just been around people who love rocks and gems, and they're super interested in what comes out of the earth. And if I say, is this a amethyst, or is this a turquoise? Or I've always been curious about the difference. They will love you forever. Yeah. They'll go off.
Right? I mean, yes, it's true.
Nerd out a little bit. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Give them the opportunity to nerd out. Right.
Yes. And then have you always been a huge, you know, curling fan? Let's try different sports here. Then I think a important point, another bonus question we could ask is, are your family members also big fans?
Oh, you wrote that. That's what it was.
Yeah, because I think that people really consider sports a family and a community event. You know, if you like, when I go to my brother's house, not this year because apparently the Patriots are terrible this year, but in general, you go over there, my brother has like his brothers-in-law over, his little nieces and nephews. They're all rooting for the Pats together.
Yeah.
It's a big thing.
It's a big family thing. Yeah.
So definitely. Then it's a bonding thing. So at that point, you're asking not so much about the sport. You're asking about their family. How close are you to your family? Tell me about shared experiences with your family. That gets deep, right?
That could open up a lot of new doors and it open up the next part of the conversation that maybe you'll feel like you are more interested in or can contribute to more. So you're opening doors with that.
Ooh, that's really good. That's good stuff right there, Michelle. All right. Should we do a role play?
Yes, let's do it. So here we go. You love basketball, but I don't. And we are
interesting. Flip the roles here a little bit. All right. Hey, Michelle, I was up so late watching the Knicks game last night. Did you see it?
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm not much of a sports person.
Okay, well, it was a great game.
Is that your favorite sport, basketball?
For sure. I like all sports, except hockey. Hockey's not really my thing.
Have you always been a huge Knicks fan?
Yes, for years.
That's great. Honestly, I've always been curious to learn more about basketball. Maybe you could teach me.
I'd love that. Yes. So what did we this felt like a very realistic conversation.
Yeah. And there were a lot of places where it could have just ended. The door could have been shut. But here we didn't end it like that. So you said that you were up late watching the game. Did you see it? I said, I'm not much of a sports person. It could have just cut it off. And it almost there was this point of you could have just said, oh, OK, well, it was a great game. And then I could have said, oh, that's nice. But I didn't. What did I say?
Right. You said, you said, I'm not much of a sports person. And then I said, oh, okay. Am I answering your question? Hold on. I lost my place here, Michelle.
No. It's okay. You said, it was a great game. And then I said,
your favorite. Right. So you came back and that was the turning point, I think, where you saved it right there. Right. It could have, as you said, it could have just nosedived. And then you said, hey, I want to, something about that question felt very interested in me, right? Mm-hmm. It felt very honest and it felt like you were trying, but not trying too hard to get to know me. So it's good. It's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then you said you like all sports, but you said hockey's not my thing.
Right. Hockey's not my thing. And then you said, have you always been a huge Knicks fan? You can ask this about anything. Have you always been really into snowboarding? Right. Yeah. There's so much you could ask here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you said yes for years. And I said, I've always been curious to learn more about basketball. Maybe you could teach me.
Love that. You know, I want to say one thing before we do our takeaway today, Michelle, is that if any of our listeners are in sales, this is a key skill because sales is not just about selling the product, selling, spammy selling. It's about building relationships, right? And if you are, maybe you're selling a high-end something and you take your clients to dinner, you're selling a contract, maybe you're representing a consulting company and you need to get a contract with that company, you're not going to go straight to talking about your offer, what your company can do. You're going to, you need a bridge, and sports potentially could come up. It also sounds like when you were talking to your business consultant, Michelle, about basketball, something might have happened there around trust building. Am I right?
Right. Yes. Around trust building. Definitely.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think just allowing that person to share their interest with you, share that, show that you're interested in them. That's really the key there.
Yeah. And you have to build those relationships, especially in business. But this is good for social life too, because you don't want conversations to end that way. Oh, I'm just not really that into sports. And then you walk away. No. What a missed opportunity.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's the thing. If somebody says that they're real, if you can feel someone's passion about something, don't just throw it away. Don't just, I'm not interested in it. Use that. If you can feel their passion, that is the key time to connect, because you can ask them and they will be so excited to talk.
So, you're so right.
Right. So that is actually, look at that as your big moment, and don't get scared. You know, I know probably with the language, it might feel a little intimidating. Maybe you don't know the right way to talk about it. Okay. Don't shy away from it. This is your moment. Jump on it.
Yeah, it's your big opportunity. It's where language matters less. They're not going to, connection, not perfection. If you make a grammar mistake, they're not going to hear your grammar mistake. No. They're going to hear your question and they're going to think, oh my gosh, this person wants to know about my history watching basketball. I'm so excited to share that with them. Huge door opener.
Very
huge
fun.
Skill. Okay. This is really great, Michelle. This has been an awesome series.
Yes, guys, we had fun.
Right? Go back, find the other episode on Business English, and then go back to All Ears English, find episode 1, hit follow on both podcasts, All Ears English, this one, and Business English, and follow All Ears English. Good stuff. All right, Michelle.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go watch the next game. Have a good one.
Have fun. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.